The North Carolina House plans to vote tomorrow on whether to override Governor Bev Perdue's budget veto. The budget passed the Republican-led House with the support of five Democrats. Perdue only needs two of them to change their minds to prevent an override. The Senate has already got the votes it needs to override the veto. WFAE's Lisa Miller is in the studio to talk about the budget showdown. Lisa, Governor Perdue was in the area yesterday. You were covering that. Is there any indication how she may be trying to work on these five Democrats?
Well, Perdue does have close ties with at least one of those five Democrats who voted along with Republicans. That's Bill Owens. He's actually a fundraiser for Perdue's reelection campaign. So it's reasonable to assume she's had some talks with him. But here's what she said yesterday.
I don't need just five Democrats. I need five good people. It can be Republicans, Independents, Tea Partiers, or whatever. We just need them to switch over and vote for us with this budget.
Now, Republicans are trying to keep the focus on Perdue, not the Democrats, because they don't want to do anything to upset the five Democrats who support their budget. Here's House Speaker Tom Tillis laying out strategy during a closed-door caucus meeting about a week and a half ago. No one realized at that meeting the mics were on.
If anybody makes the mistake of using the word Democrat, it costs you $5 every time, and it goes into the candy fund. We don't hand her the debt. This is not about Democrats, because we got Democrats voting for this budget. Please do not go after the Democrats.
So, Democratic budget or Governor Perdue's budget, whatever you wish to call it, what are the differences between it and the budget that actually passed?
Overall, the Republican budget is about $200 million shy of what Perdue wants to spend next year, and the difference is about $450 million the following year. The governor's budget spends about $500 million more on education, including higher ed, over the 2 years. It calls for only the partial elimination of what was billed as a temporary sales tax hike 2 years ago. The Republican budget lets that tax expire. Now, Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger says the governor issued the veto to energize what he called her liberal base. Now, Perdue's campaign did send out an email to her supporters shortly after her veto of the budget that urges them to call their state lawmakers and tell them not to override her veto. The email also included a link to contribute to her campaign, and aide to Perdue says the governor didn't approve the link and that it had been shut down.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
WFAE's Lisa Miller reporting on the North Carolina budget showdown. For 90.7 WFAE News, I'm Mark Rumsey.